If you're trying to be healthy in this new year, you may be doing a lot of counting your steps, your calories, maybe your salt intake. Well, according to new research, you should likely add one more thing to that checklist: sugar. NPR's Allison Aubrey explains.
For breakfast this morning, I had a quick cup of yogurt on the go, which I tend to think of as a pretty healthy start. But it turns out that my low-fat peach yogurt had a lot more sugar than I realized.
Sugar is hidden in 77% of packaged foods.
That's Laura Schmidt, a professor in the School of Medicine at UC San Francisco. She says food companies add sugars to all kinds of processed foods, and very few of us realize how much we're getting. My little cup of yogurt had 17 grams of sugar, according to the nutrition label.
You had your yogurt this morning. You just shot most of your wad for today. 17 grams?
That's about 4 teaspoons. And according to the American Heart Association, women should be eating no more than 6 teaspoons of added sugar each day. Men, no more than 9 teaspoons. Now, this doesn't include the sugar found in fruit or in milk, which occurs naturally. So who's paying attention to this advice? Schmidt says, not many of us.
The average American's consuming 22 teaspoons a day. That's about 3 times what's recommended.
And how is this collective sweet tooth harming us? Well, a new study published in a journal of the American Medical Association finds sugar does more than just pack on the pounds.
Sugar is an important factor contributing to heart disease and stroke in this country.
That's Robert Merritt of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He's a co-author of the new paper. The study found that Americans who consumed the most sugar, upwards of 30 teaspoons a day, or a quarter of their daily calories, were about twice as likely to die from heart disease compared to those who limited sugar to about 10 teaspoons or less each day.
When it adds up, sugar really accelerates that risk.
On the positive side, Merritt says, if you cut out just one soda a day, or a candy bar, or in my case, sugary yogurt, you can eliminate 6 to 8 teaspoons of sugar in one easy step. And this could make a real difference to your risk.
When you start counting it, it's amazing how quickly it adds up.
So how best to get the eat less sugar message out there? Well, UC San Francisco's Laura Schmidt says with the new federal dietary guidelines being drafted this year, this is the opportunity for policymakers to weigh in and create a federal standard or guideline for sugar consumption.
We have one for sodium. We've got them for trans fats. We have them for total calories. We've got it for everything but sugar.
Currently, the only federal advice on sugar is the broad recommendation to reduce consumption. But Schmidt says it would be helpful for Americans to be told more precisely just how much sugar is okay. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.